You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tammy L. Hall's feet could barely touch the floor when she sat on a piano bench at 4 years old. But when she tapped those keys, her family knew she was born to be a musician. She even started earning paid gigs in elementary school. Tammy's talent earned her accolades in her hometown of Dallas, Texas, but she left the South for Oakland's Mills College in the late 70s. Now, audiences in the Bay Area and abroad move and groove to her sounds when she's on stage. Tammy L. Hall sat down with KELW's Janae Darden. They talked about the high and low notes of her musical career.
Both sets of grandparents raised me. My mother died a year and a month after I was born from leukemia. Mm-hmm. And so her mother was my primary mom. Mm-hmm. Her husband, my grandfather, played the piano. My mother also wanted to be a concert pianist.
So I imagine music is in your DNA.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Was there a lot of music in the house?
Yeah. My Aunt Deborah would practice her classical lessons. I'd sit and listen to her. But any music that I heard, music on the radio, music on TV, music at church, music that my cousins played at their house, that's how I learned a lot of blues and a lot of music that I wasn't supposed to be listening to. If I wanted to hear it again, I had to pick it out for myself. So I am blessed with that capability.
Again, art is in your family. Now, your grandfather, he was one of the first black projectionists in
yes.
the country?
This is on my father's side, one of the first black projectionists in Texas, might have been the country. So he was a math professor and a projectionist, and he had a collection of black and white black movie shorts. So I saw Dorothy Donegan play the piano when she was, I think she was maybe 11 or 12, years old and making googly eyes mm-hmm. and being, you know, mugging for the camera because they just couldn't accept that someone this gifted would be black and a woman, you know, and a young woman.
Right.
She blew my mind with her piano playing. People would come to the house. We had a huge den, and we also had a backyard so we could show movies outside, but mainly we would show them in the den or on the patio. And we would have homemade ice cream. It was a wonderful time.
They invested in you. They believed in you.
They invested in lessons for me starting in second grade. Granted, I was already playing in church and actually making a stipend playing for two churches.
At
playing
second
for
grade?
My church choir. Oh, yeah. I was playing for my choir at age 7.
So you had a gig in second grade.
I had a gig in second grade. So I am the culmination of their dreams, actually. I used to be afraid of saying that, and I'm not anymore because it's the truth.
Why were you afraid to say that?
I didn't want the responsibility of that, or I didn't want to risk sounding egotistical, but to know, to discover that these dreams, number one, they're valid, and that you get to carry them, it's an honor to say, I'm the culmination of my ancestors' dreams. I am that.
So you come from this family who's very supportive of you, investing in you. Art is running through your blood. Mm-hmm. And then you get a scholarship to come to Mills College in
yes.
Oakland. That's a big jump from Dallas, Texas to Oakland, California.
It was a huge jump, and I was really ready to leave home. I made the good grades. I didn't get on my grandmother's nerves as much as she thought I might. And it was time for me to go. Mm-hmm. It was time for me to go. Even though my grandmother really didn't want me to go, she did say when I told her my mind was made up, and she said, okay, don't come back. And I used to think that meant don't come back because I'm mad at you because you're leaving, so I'm dismissing you. Mm-hmm. But that meant don't come back failing. Don't come back a failure. I had to leave. Mm-hmm. There were some other events happening in my life. I'm sorry that it happened that way because I would like to complete my degree. It may not be in Mills, but Mills, if you're listening, I'm still trying to come back through the gates. In the meantime, I was really on my own at that point. So not even the community feeling of being part of a college.
When you left home and your mm-hmm. you know, your grandmother didn't want you to fail. So what was that mm-hmm. like for you to have to drop out of school?
I was really ashamed mm-hmm. and I couldn't tell her that, you know, I was dreading having to go home mm-hmm. For a summer and not being able to come back. So I went home and I came back not telling her that I wasn't coming back to school.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel performing overseas?
I felt like I was the queen of the world because I was treated with such respect. I was treated with such respect as an artist, as someone creative, that it let me know that this is a good thing. A good thing to be, and yes, I'm good enough to be doing it. So in 3 months, I had a solo gig, and we put a quintet together. In 3 months, I was speaking almost fluent French, because I'd studied Latin for 3 years in high school. And I love languages, and I love French language. And so it was a real walk in the park. Actually, it was not nearly as difficult as I thought it might be to have an entree in to this culture. And I wasn't exoticized. Music, it has so many voices, but it comes from one source. Mm-hmm. We have to keep categorizing and compartmentalizing and labeling it for our perceived comprehension, but it really isn't that. It's just one big, continuous, eternal thing happening all the time, and some of us have a capability to tap in. When you're not doing something right for you, it does physically manifest in your body. It really does. And it had. I had been in the hospital like four or five times, trying to, you know, keep up between the two, mm-hmm. trying to serve two masters, and you really can't. And I just finally said, I don't care. I don't care if I make enough money. I'm a musician, and this is what I have to do. This is my honest life. You know, I'm tired of surviving and trying to fit into someone's vision of what is legitimate work. My work is legitimate. I'm an artist. That's legitimate. That's legitimate enough.
So just hearing your story and your experience and your ups and your downs mm-hmm. and how you got to where you are today, I'm sure there's people listening, aspiring artists. And it's tough right now, too, especially right now with, you know, the cost of housing. Mm-hmm. But if it's in you, that passion, that art, what advice do you have for aspiring artists?
Honor that passion. And, of course, you're going to do what you have to do to have this, you know, to have a reasonable physical existence. I get it, of course. Stay true to you. Honor your art, because that's what you came here with. And that's what's going to get you through your life. If that's your passion, go for it at all costs. Go for that.
That's Tammy L. Hall speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. You can catch her this weekend when she'll perform with singer Veronica Klaus at Martuni's Piano Bar in San Francisco. Find that information at kalw.org. And while you're there, make sure you're subscribed to the Cross Currents podcast.